Thank you. Thank you. No, I'm tired. Anxious. My legs.
They just move them anyway. Test one, two. Test hello. Test one, two. Hello. Test. Test one, two. Hello. 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 Test one, two. Now this one's better.
Yeah. Speak into it, make sure it functions. Find another one? Here. Hello.
Test, one, two.
Oh, I didn't know.
I told you that.
Oh, all right, thank
He wants a extension cord to plug in.
Yep.
Hi, how are you?
So did you talk to Pat? I thought you were looking at me.
Well, she came to work before and said you would turn the water.
Okay, but I can't. She was here.
But I never got a chance to talk to her, so I talked to you. I'm
here.
Okay.
Fine.
She's your boss?
No, but she's, I guess, for a lot of this, I guess this is her baby. I don't know. I mean, for a long time, I've never even seen her. Now, so and that was with most of this here, the visual and audio for you.
Yeah. Yeah, all good.
Okay.
Thank you.
To started with the home plate program. It's a program hosted by the student center sitting in the campus community that it connects undergraduate students with host families in the community. Joe would like to convey that if you can participate, you will strongly encourage to participate. I believe the term he used was semi-mandatory. You should do it. It's a really cool program run by an SA committee, and all the information is online. If you have a different button, it's a Facebook event. We can share that with you. We'll post it in Slack. The other one I think is resolutions. For the bi-weekly reports resolution, he thinks that's pretty self-explanatory. I think he's just at the table today. He doesn't have a Qualtrics form set up just yet. I think that once we share that with you all, it'll make it easier for him to present that resolution. The other resolution is the advocacy agenda ad hoc committee. He also strongly encourages to table that resolution today. He feels there's a lot of discussion going on about that resolution, and it really helps you to discuss it in Slack, continue debating it. Have questions, please reach out to him or anyone else that is strongly in favor of that resolution. I think that we can and probably should discuss those resolutions a little bit today, but I think it would be wrong to go into the full discussion with those without the members present. We also met with the Vice President of RDK concerning Resolution 14, which asks you the need certification and having environment to provide study for campus expansion towards. I think we can discuss that all over those resolutions now. And our last announcement is Vice President Finance is that Varun and I have approved $350 for special projects funding for Asha Kumar for the Berkeley Indian Solid concert that will be happening. If any of you should return that information, we are getting a check to that funding.
Hi guys, so next week is Mental Health Awareness Week, and we are going to be tabling on Wednesday. I'll send out a sign up sheet for you guys, but we're working with the Health and Wellness Committee as well as the Mental Health Awareness Week Committee organizers.
Everyone should take it seriously
when it comes to health care. Yeah, just one quick thing. If you guys haven't yet seen, there's a new restaurant in this building. Across the patio, it's straight from the market, which Connor and I just opened this week. It's been a really long time coming project, and we're really proud of it. So please do stop by and check that out. It's open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday. Straight from the market.
So it's fun, it's able to do it, and it is really good. Is there any sound?
Hi guys, sorry, just since we're on the topic, Strip the Market just opened, as well as the Straight Edge, which is this terrace right here. The grand opening for Strip the Market and Straight Edge is on Wednesday from 12 to 4. But you're welcome to come at any time before or after the morning. Yeah, so it's a combination effort between the Straight Edge and Strip the Market. Yeah, questions and we'll be here.
Does anyone have any questions for her now?
What will be going on in this grand opening celebration?
So the schedule hasn't been confirmed yet, but we're thinking of doing, it's like a ribbon tying ceremony instead of a ribbon cutting ceremony. So we're tying the union between students and alumni, basically. And that should be around 12:30, and then we have a jazz band coming from 1:30 to 2:30. Possibly another jazz band or another group performing after that, and then we're going to have a touchdown come, and there's going to be free food from vendors the whole time. So vendors can include the things.
Thank you.
I guess an update for comment. I'm sure that you can.
I am on last week, I remember I was having the sponsor of the presentation, so I can present it today, and ask it today. I don't think that's our intention for something, it's a good discussion if you want to have. Now that you can actually see the amendments, it's a printed copy, all over here. The big thing that we do want to discuss with the Office of the Assemblies, as well as the people who are actually responsible for transferring funds out of into the environment. Any better for now, infrastructure fund, better fund. But that's why it's being done. The terminology that's actually used here is not helpful for understanding the process. So you can just working on this, even if we're talking about the environment and the Office of Assemblies, so we're hoping to put that in actually language that clearly dictates what is supposed to happen. If anyone has any other questions about the resolution for language being proposed here, I have been discussing these changes with members of the Infrastructure Fund Commission for 2 years now, since the administrator, which has been a while, and so I could also clear questions about the Infrastructure Fund Commission. If not, it's
changed. Anyone have any questions? President, any more questions?
With that, I would like
to thank you. I didn't hear the table, but there is a question.
I withdraw the motion.
I think last week in the air was going to teach more about why exactly can you not put the fund back into the fund, and are you going to have any updates on that?
And that relates to that one. When we figure out what we can actually do with the fund, whether or not we can go back and see them, if there's a happy that will change what we may have to come. So right now, we don't know what it's going to do. That will actually affect the practices we want, and if it is possible, we'll come back and make that at least something we want to do.
Is there a motion to the table as well next week? Is there a second? All those in favor? All those opposed? All those in favor? Resolution for the passes. We'll be moving to resolution 12, section 5A, the House of Representatives. Is there any discussion table? We can discuss this without a very concept. So, there's been no discussion table. All of them are very good. All those against, all those abstaining. This resolution has been tabled. Resolution 13, the beginning of the act of the CEO, and that happened. Is there a second to deal?
I think it's important for us to have a discussion since it's 5 p.m. I think there is a lot of confusion about what the sponsor wants to be, obviously. But there are other ideas that can come out and pass on the possible next thing. Maybe it's actually people who weren't here last week and ask questions about what's going on with this resolution. And I feel that there's no way to have a discussion with the answer like that. And of course, other discussions can come through.
I'm just saying, why would we have a discussion if it's happening to be like this? The difference is like, what would be the kind of benefit of going to discussion?
I think a big difference in that is that the end of the resolution, I don't think that's appropriate for that source cost of the property. I think that would be a big factor about that. That would be a big change. I feel like we can still have a discussion about something.
So I think if we're going to discussion, I feel like we should open it up in a non-national environment. I don't see why we would be without any community changes. I think that's sort of age less to constructive, so I mean, if you're not, if we're going to open up the discussion, I think it's like.
I think we should then vote on whether or not we want to have a discussion with amendments possible, as you would be doing if there was a discussion on the resolution without a sponsor or a discussion about it.
I'll be allowing us to break the general public vote. We'll be voting on whether or not to have a discussion as we go with amendments possible or not breaking the discussion. So, all those in favor of going with discussion on the resolution as one thing to vote with amendments possible, please use the call. All those for discussing the resolution without amendments. All those abstaining. All right, I vote 8-12-1 for discussing the resolution with no possible amendments. So we're moving into the general discussion. I'm speaking to this. Yeah.
Yeah, I do want to start by saying that I am not a fan of the resolution. I think that there's a lot lacking from the resolution that should be in here. Ask this. If we're going to create something like this document, we want a clear set of guidelines in the resolution before it can be used for a long form document. Where they think that it's what this agenda actually is empowered to do within this assembly and what future assemblies should I require you to do, how to apply discussions with future assemblies. So, moving back to the fact that this resolution would definitely should change a little, I am fully in favor of creating a document like this. I think this is really important. And I'm going to make this statement to call it an agenda because no assembly has the power for future assemblies. If this document is created before the end of this assembly, it will exist for future assemblies to amend or to add other items to the document that they think the assembly should work on. And I said this last week, but it is really important to add because so often we start a new year with a new assembly and nobody knows what projects will work on. And so people redouble efforts that have already gone through and didn't meet anywhere. And it would be really helpful to have just a running document, whether it's proposed by an ad hoc committee to begin with, whether it's passed on to future executive committees to do something. Something in the future, exactly. Our practice is going to be this is something that we really powerful, making sure that the assembly has an idea of what projects have been thought of in the past, they can work on ideas that have been completed, and they can be aware of how far previous projects have made it before they reach completion. In terms of the reason that this should be an ad hoc committee, I think that the intention of this is to create some sort of formality. If the assembly just makes a motion to call that members of the executive committee, members of the assembly should work on something. There's really nothing holding them to that. When you create a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 person ad hoc committee, you basically designate a group of assembly members as a way that we can give it power to you. Legislative quality to a body, you create. Sometimes it gets really silly. This is a small committee, but a very important project that could have long term benefits for the assembly as a whole in terms of the atmosphere of the way the project should work on and actually being productive. Creating a three-person committee is a way to make that decision. Say, these assembly members are working on it, and again, we should inform this resolution about what they should do. That is why it is a step. To create an official process for forcing members to adhere to this resolution we passed, and to create that document in the way that we want them to do that.
Thank you.
So I personally also agree that this is a great idea. I'm going to just take on the campus of the year, I'm going to go on to the year, and then we have something like this will be just ensure that we as this assembly can follow our mission and our mission base. Going forward with that, I don't see anything this right now, I don't think anything this is there, but I definitely would want to come up with the exact reason, like how it's go about, like how do they organize this, like what kind of process is going to be gone to create like that one. What
target engagement with several overarching initiatives of the assembly, what are the overarching initiatives of the community, like I just want to engage on how that's impacting, is this going to be a vote for the majority, is this going to be a vote for past members, team members, things like that.
Yeah, so I just want to say, like, I do agree on the fundamentals. They think, like, if you close out this resolution, one on the law, like, for valid comments, and I do agree that we need to look at the formal mechanism to discuss what we're going to do in the future. It is true that with a lot of our progress, it's kind of lost, having new members come in, old members leave. So we do need to have, like, a centralized place to keep track of everything. But, like, my concern is more to why do we need to look at an arbitrary 5-member committee? I did ask the proposer of this resolution. And that was the answer I got, like that the number of three members that we would have with the arbitrary. And I have seen on the Slack channel that there are concerns about the committee being more representative than how it could be. But I have to say, like, I don't necessarily agree with it because the student assembly members were elected by the student body and by their representatives. And then, like, the vet committee was voted on by, you know, like the members of the student assembly. So I'm not really sure how exactly it's not representative of the entire student body. We have, like, a very diverse group of people here. We have people from all kinds of different sorts of backgrounds. We also have people from different colleges. I think, like, a lot of different perspectives on the essay, on the event too. And I do see that there could be concerns about how exactly it's like, I wouldn't necessarily say isolated, but I think there are concerns that the exactly sort of like, you know, a bit apart from the U.S. assembly, but I think that those concerns should be addressed separately. So I don't think we should be creating like a new committee like dedicated to creating the stock market. It is really quite important for community independence. Like, just, you know, expecting that creating a new arbitrary three-person committee would actually make people work on this document. That is like an unfounded claim. So I don't think like that should be the way to go about it, but we want to see that we try to be independent.
So, just to hit on any concerns about that, our meetings, Goldstein, 144, Uncleared, and all of our notes on the Google Drive, and then we should have a sense of also like a stock. Yes.
No. It's a lot of stuff. I'm going to go anyways. I want to first start, so I'm very sympathetic to the idea of the resolution. I think it's important, I'm very sympathetic to if you want to have a launch with the way people are going to want to get lost in the past 3 years, 4 years. But it also helps us keep up with this. But I think I'm trying to get a very bureaucratic perspective on this. I'm looking at what I've been saying in the Slack channel. Everyone's familiar with the Twitter channel on Slack. Access to the agenda, how do we encourage everyone to look at people and talk about there. But basically what I see we're trying to solve something by creating another committee. And I don't think creating more committees to be just gonna solve this kind of problem. I think we need to start using our resources that we have right now. I think for the purposes of establishing long-term goals and propagating long-term goals, I think keeping it in exec makes sense. You know, you get the president, the executive vice president, elected by the student body, very representative, and then you have the SA as a whole, not internally, that's the rest of the executive committee. I think the SA, there's been some arguments that say, you know, I don't trust the executive committee by the whole. You know, I don't, the exec's not going to, you're not going to do the job done. We might not have the time to do it. The way I see this resolution is the purpose is for the SA to create goals. This is basically a strategic plan, a corporate strategic plan for the SA. The way I see this, this is not on the priority of every executive committee. I'm actually as surprised as a better thing for a while. So I would propose that talking with Joe and Sacha, why don't we keep that exact by adding to a bylaws or something else, some alternative method and The executive committee was talked this summer, the third SA meeting, the executive committee would pass strategic goals, and that would go down to the SA. I think we can make that a good argument that at the exec
approved to the SA and require unanimous consent of our long-term SA to pass it. That long-term goal is every year. That will keep that living, breathing document on our SA website. I think this is just a much better way of going about this instead of creating just a better. I think we need to start boosting the resources and capabilities that we have instead of just constantly creating new ones.
Okay.
I think I had a couple of questions. This is not a good question. I think I've heard the way, whether or not in tech, to be able to check the difference between half of it, more of the actual purpose of the committee. And so it seems like there's two different ways we're talking about it. It's either a way where you like, formulate all of the historical that they have done, but it's also very, on the resolution that it's very advocacy committee that has certain values that it wants to maintain for this certain assembly. So I'm wondering, like, which of the two do you all see this being more? Like, is it something that mostly like collects data on what SA has done before just to ensure that people know what they have done before? Or is it a committee that ensures that there's certain values that each student assembly every year is executing? With that, I wanted to ask, what do you think that there are certain values that all members of the student assembly and like different assemblies will adhere to year by year that we can do now. So maybe I'd like to hear some of your thoughts.
Okay. Last
time.
I'm Lessa, and I'm actually also the chair of the GPPI committee in the GPSA. So I kind of just want to explain how that structure works, because I think there's a lot of, as you mentioned, about this document and the proposal, because I think that the structure that we propose isn't necessarily the most efficient. So, as you can see, the way it works is, yes, I'm also on GPSA exec, but I was elected to be the chair of the ad hoc committee that, for us, it would be every 5 years. And the way we decided to kind of divide it up is, we have areas, and there's about 10 of them. Every area has its own chair. And that chair is in charge of rewriting that section. And they were also elected by people within the GPCI committee. And then each chair kind of makes their own subcommittee where they're working with graduate and professional students throughout the community. So instead of like three people in charge of this huge rewrite, we're looking at 50 to 100 students, because it is a community initiative. Like, it's not just for people who do PSA to write it. Like, it's also important that we get the opinions of people outside of the assembly so that they understand how their voice can be heard. Okay.
Just for clarity, can you touch on the structure of the PSA as well?
Yeah, so the GPSA structure is quite different from the SA structure. We have GPSA exec, which is like your chair and your executive vice president of communications, and that group of people, much like it is here. But we also have voting members based on your field. So we divide the programs into 5 different fields. We have the life sciences, social sciences, humanities, physical sciences, and professional students. And then they all caucus together to elect voting members. So each group has different numbers of voting members based on the proportion of students within the graduate professional. So, because we have more professional students have more voting.
Can you talk about the committee structure for the GPSA in
general? So, just committees within the GPSA. Okay, so we have that I'm not sure the exact number, but each committee chair is elected by their members. And they report to the special operations and will have to basically chair their own meetings and are in charge of different things that their committees focus on. So it's been an advocacy committee plus the focus is more on being sure that they advocate for issues that are important to graduate students. Is that what you were looking for?
A little bit. I was just curious because this is in the center of some of our committees. Policy is not the policy.
So it's interesting because obviously with the TPCI there particular sections are relevant to some of our committees. So we have like a diversity of international students committee, but we also are within the TPCI and have a diversity of international students section. So this is that committee that I just mentioned and taking over the rewrite of that. So you're kind of getting a joint effort between committees outside of the GPCI committee, and then kind of bringing that stuff in. And we also require all of our funding to work on the GPCI. It's considered by law. So if you're not necessarily a chair of an area, you still have to be actively involved with the rewrite.
Do you require all members of
so the committee requirement is also the new bylaw that I'm not sure if it's been. If this is like all new bylaw that we just passed at the end last year.
So I've already been using the Snapchat. My biggest problem with them is that they don't have a specific job. I think it does have some more than just the whole part of the game. We don't really have any value of like the software and making sure that we're going to be able to do it. I also think giving it to executive will not make it a priority. I feel like he doesn't really have a lot to talk about passion. They're going to just get left behind with the meeting. I'm not saying that people are going to jump out and be on the back, but people can always take on their job if that's something they wanted to. But I do think that this should just be a committee where not someone of those things to sit on. I thought that this is, I guess, a different conversation to have because when I was just governor, that we should learn that that's an option. Because about the GPS and your certifications, and we do have any comments. And if this is something that we're setting goals for the environment, do you think that is something we should set out? Just because, to bring back the point of the like representative and not the interest of the body, I understand what you're saying that we are like the bodies to the body, but like, we take it to account that we have to know those goals or not, but how people work with them tested, how much are we actually representing that?
Yeah, so I think a lot of what Natalia just said, I completely agree with. But so yeah, I think the first thing, first point I want to make is that I do sort of take issue with the idea that exec is fully represented in the body. I just don't think that's true. I think if the vast majority of the student body doesn't particularly care what the student assembly does, unless it's something that is particularly relevant to them. Look at the turnout for meetings. So we're not discussing something particularly contentious. It's not, these meetings are not intended. There's a certain lack of engagement. I acknowledge in the world of turnouts, there are certain things that the community is not necessarily so. For reason, we have members of the exec who are so engaged, so committed, and so valued what we're doing here, which is such a something that should be working on the exec. You lose that viewpoint of people that don't act and don't speak out. And I think that's sort of a very important part of the community. You can't just let those people just fall by the wayside because they're not engaged with us.
And there are also,
you know, you don't have someone who's using the content. You don't have the full representation of every student group and that group and I also agree that this document would be a great addition. I think it's incredibly important to do. I simply thought earlier that, yeah, we should let people be record of what we do and pass it on. But I don't think that exec is necessarily the best group to handle it. Again, let's give this to the group that can make this model. I think that being in charge of this, maintaining this advocacy agenda, I can really help people that are engaged. That's a lot of the right fact that you get. Yeah, this is what I'm doing. I call that as an advocacy member. I think there's something to be said about that. And by the more people you can get out of the group, the more people you get engaged and get really informed about what you're doing, the stronger that is to be a better function. So while John is a good one, yes, all bureaucracy is difficult and can be frustrating. I think at the same time, there are situations where maybe it's not bureaucracy, but maybe it's just a better use of the definition and better use of the resources. See? Okay.
I guess, proposition. We can debate numbers. We can try to arrive at a number that is more, you know, meaningful, less arbitrary, but that doesn't go, that's just the cost of the resolution. The resolution is to extend, you know, that's something that's necessary. Yeah, I think that's pretty much all. Oh, yeah. I think the last thing I was going to add, like, very much to the hash group of Nicaragua, I absolutely think that the state elections are not for everybody. I'm assuming that, like, the first time that I got involved in the SBA, like, last semester, literally, one of them was visiting at the college site. You know, all the black people were taking out, you know, offense because it was racist and offensive. And I was like, yeah, I need to be on the SBA. More rapidly to be removed. Like this year, we have a particularly diverse executive board, but I'm very sure the historical precedent shows that we have. And like it is not guaranteed in the future as well. So like delegating it to the exec and creating that executive representative, I feel like it's disingenuous. Honestly, I kind of look forward to just, you know, ignoring it. So, yeah, there's a few.
All right, before we move forward, we're going in circles a lot. We're going to be saying mentality and sentiments. Like, for everything, which is a good to know that people have one opinion with this. But in terms of the way that this discussion is structured, it's just going to keep us from talking about this resolution in particular outside of that particular point. So, if anyone has any other ideas of how this exact kind of related in this.
So yeah, I just want to address the concerns that like the SA is not representative. So like, I think like what we're trying to do is like we're trying to circumvent the system. So we have elections in place because like that's the mechanism by which we elect people. Like, it is supposed to be representative. You can't just be like, oh, because like not enough people voted, it's not representative. Like, people have, like, everyone gets the right to vote. It's online, you have to go where you have to register to vote. I don't think we can actually say that, like, you know, because, like, not enough people voted as, like, you know, I would like more people to vote, I think, if they could be more representative. But you can't just have, say that the system we have doesn't work. Like, the solution to that is, like, to get more people to vote, not to, like, maybe we need to sort of, like, something like that. And also, I do want to follow up on Alex's comment about like how the GPSA works. So like, about exec. So I think like if we want this committee to be actually like representative, I think we should at least include the exec because that is like voted on by SA members or voted on by the existing body. So I think like it should at least include exec. I don't see how like a new member committee would be more representative. And like, what we have right now.
Marga. I don't know if it's just a three-day one, because I don't think that exceptions to say being this community that bad would like to be seen made, because it takes like a certain level of like political correctness to like get everything to the SA, and then like even more so to the programs that we've got, and then just make like some plan statement that has like equality as a whole, so I don't think it means that that is a
big one. I was talking to you at the time. It was pointed out seconds at the time, in the student time. This way, I think, coming into our next semester, I think this would be, you know, an executive deal with this department. We would pass the government have the edited version of this resolution. And I definitely think the idea of this resolution is ridiculous. I do like the idea of this resolution. I just think we're fun about it. We're getting very all the same, we all want the same thing for the executive committee. And I think the way we're looking at it is exactly what the list is for the rest of the fall semester. And then over winter break, we all shall come up with the thing that by the first or third meeting of the spring semester, behavior as it's connected as a student-centered behavior. And we will activate the whole student assembly, and then we can pass it unanimously to the biggest some parliamentary way that we require this unanimous consent. And then it's very, the second part of what I was going to say is about two points of information. The speaker said we should pass this resolution unanimously, or that the executive could act on the back. So it's like a red name. So like, the way I would see it is to then have a resolution. We have to report this right, and that would pass by the same unanimously. Like this would be like a bylaw. What I'm saying is that we come up with a resolution like this, that it would be like a bylaw that says every year the exec committee is going to come out and build off of edit the previous document of the student assembly before. And this would be the bylaw that says this is what the exec is going to do at the beginning of every spring, at the beginning of every fall semester, at the third year, that there would be, you know, a strategic plan, a strategic document that's going to outline the goals for the SA. And that would be unanimously, that would have to be consent, that would have to be good around how we do this. So, I mean, I think it's like just, this is not the prerogative of the executive committee. I think part of the executive committee is it's good about it. You know, there are concerns, but to be honest, I think. SA is not that engaging, people aren't engaged in this. I think there should be more engagement. At the end of the day, people, we all have that, you know, people say, oh, some people ran out of codes. I don't know. You know, everybody had the same opportunity. There wasn't a voter out there wrong. Everybody got the same email and the same inbox and said, it's election day, guys. You should vote. Whoever is the ballot. Everybody had an equal chance to vote. Everybody had an equal chance to file to vote. This is, some people just choose not to do that. And that's not something that's something that you're not engaging in, that may be part of our fault, but at the end of the day, people that show up are representative, exactly as representative. I don't think the past is indicative of what's going to be in the future. I think the exec and the student service is going to be a better election in the future. So I just have a lot of confidence in the exec for the next few years. Being representative, prioritizing the right leaders. So I'm just, that's just kind of my kind of. Why is that?
It's all right.
How do we feel about having it like be ex officio and then like the chair would be just like a like non exec, like, I think, like, or just putting that out there?
Is there any dissension as well? I don't think it's relevant to the conversation we're having here, so I kind of feel like it would be better for us to like move on. Do you maintain your motion? Your struggle? Does anyone else have a motion for your struggle?
I have a point of information. You're asking the people, would there be a not unless if there's not a share that in the executive committee? Is that right?
The executive wouldn't just be the committee. We have, like, I mean, I don't think there is the number either. We just have, like, SA reps on it, and then you think executive has ex officio. So, like, you really want to get on it. That can be on it, but I don't think we should be the primary people.
Microphone. Yeah, I asked a question about how, like, what positions executive already sits as ex officio on other committees. For some roles, I think it's like. Making an exact ex officio on this committee, is it going to change their involvement, the committee's agenda, their roles, because there are six people trying to, how many committees does SA have? 13-ish, trying to oversee 13-ish committees, adding another committee with them ex officio, is it going to change the fact that we don't have a unified agenda as the center? Or aren't checking the needs of the student body?
Cool. I'm going to cut it off here in terms of, or, okay, it was Charles. I'm going to cut it off for this session with Zach. You guys would like to discuss other points about this resolution, which there are new things compared to.
So essentially, if we table this now, we actually can't, executive committee can't make any amendments to it. So I'm motioning to recommit resolution 13 to the executive committee so that we can pass amendments on Tuesday and then bring those back to the assembly. That's part of the resolution. Okay, I'm assuming that we'll just probably come back on amendments next Thursday. Okay, with Lou's comments, I'm withdrawing my motion and motioning to table the discussion on resolution 13. Hold on, that one.
On the resolution?
No, my motion is.
If you get the sense of like how many people get career directors in the morning, in terms of like what people think. Yeah. So I'm gonna decide to whatever's happening. And what I'm gonna propose is discussing resolution on the sponsor's version. And going back into discussion on resolution first again. Alright. There's no sense of that we're moving forward to resolution 14.
I'm back again. This resolution was presented last week and today was posted on this
Facebook.
Sorry. I guess are we voting on these resolutions since it was taken last week? That's okay. Before we present the resolution.
You don't have to vote for a resolution. You vote a summary.
A summary. So this resolution is asking to increase the minimum need certification, which is ASC's ability to actually for building design, from the minimum of silver, which is the climate action cover, to platinum for campus building, and also for NMIT for architects to conduct a comprehensive environmental impact statement for the university campus expansion projects. In addition, we're asking that the window to wall ratio of the common area of the new York campus expansion project be released and also reduced.
Awesome.
And one thing that I want to ask when the environmental committee was reviewing this, the last talk. Yeah, so the committee added in the last paragraph that there should be an open public forum or panel so that the students will be free to ask questions about the construction that's about to be built on our campus and to see not only the environmental impact but the financial impact that it will cause on students. So it's just opening doors for more community. So I have some, I want to make a motion to amend line 69
from art, architecture, and planning to architecture, art, and planning representative?
I move the question, Elena.
Motions above. Yeah.
Resolution or amendment? You just passed the amendment. You want to go on the resolution? There's
yeah, this is a bit difficult to get out of box. Not this one is an effort. This afternoon, and he had a lot of concern that I think there's a lot of misconception that could affect the industry with it. His primary concern is to focus on lines 24 and 25, which he does not fully accurately do what the way this process is about. That perhaps has to be something that we can use. Those are the discussed. And in terms of substantive things, I don't think it doesn't have to change one, but he was very focused on that one. In terms of the resolved causes of resolution impacting the university, where if the university were to go through this, I mean, I'm not advocating for it, right now, the way that that's what's been set up, everything is set to specific timelines for the beginning of specific
studies.
Yeah, so currently the housing master plan and one campus expansion are designed to be more spoken up in the beginning of specific school years, and any change to that timeline where the university has to be on the work or has to do environmental impact study or has to do investigation to spend money would cause that timeline to be affected. And if anything is delayed by a month or 2 months, that's actually a full year delay. This is just something that people want us to consider on this report. It doesn't mean the resolution should be passed. It doesn't mean the university shouldn't be environmental impact study. It doesn't mean the university shouldn't be able to be planned. But this is something that's very important. Every university is going to have to put more money into a study or put more money into getting a higher environmental standard met. That means it's going to cost more money or cost more. And I am going to motion to amend the resolution to remove lines 24 and 25. I think that it doesn't change the substance of the resolution, it doesn't change what we're asking for, but I think that, at least from Vice President Barber's perspective, he did his best to address the community, and I don't think that we should be saying that there weren't opportunities when there were, and yes, it might have in my mind, it presented to my colleagues on campus, and that is a failure of the administration. And if you are removing those lines, it's a good gesture to the administration that we're not saying it's wrong, but that we do want things to be so. I move to amend the resolution to remove lines for the
administration.
Yeah, so now that's been seconded, we're going to be discussing on that. And if that actually is just okay, I don't want to say anything like it. I feel like that would be the most important part of that. Who I should put the day that it was announced to be removed. I'm not sure that you can, but I feel like
you
should have
a piece of paper that is, can you propose that the change that we take up the report? Could you say this is that just to be considerate of the 15th or
yeah, I think he wants us to consider the impact that that could have on the university, the amount that we have to increase the amount of students paying through fees if the delay or the dorms push it back for a year. Again, those are just for considerations.
Yeah, we agree that taking out the funds from the board will probably reduce the dorms, or changing the dorms,
Within a question of voting on passing the amendment to remove lines 24 and 25 to the We're going to move into the vote. All those in favor, please raise your hand.
Did somebody make a statement on what my actions would be able to get from that? Would very likely push back to time on things and you want to open it. Already at time on is when they're really looking for that initiative intended. I know that that's become sort of difficult with the information. That's something that is too bad and nowadays in the back of the chamber. So I would be very hesitant to pass this level of resolution against the point of seat. I fully agree that it's really important to get information. I think that's absolutely something we should ask for, and something that we can do. But I don't really love the idea of putting out a resolution that says, this is exactly what we want to happen. A, without us having other facts, and B, without us seriously considering the significant applications. For example, if this is pushed up, like the answer that I've already said, this could result in a not so necessary for a refreshing software to be able to do it in forms. That should be that, you know, we need to really balance the environmental concerns with the financial concerns. And already housing is very expensive on that. So that increases even more than the typical 2% increase in the financial that is concerning. So I would strongly encourage the President of the Senate to amend this resolution to more of an investigative approach, to more of an investigative approach, and instead of demanding something from the university or strongly encouraging that to take a certain piece of action, I think it's important that we get a lot more information about what's going on. And I think it's also important that this is more of a discussion. I don't love the fact that Vice President Trump is here to have in-person standing on the resolution. I think that this is a very, very, very complex project, and I think that we're looking at it not necessarily from a right angle or with an application. So it's currently, I cannot support this resolution, but I would like to see some amendments that would make it more appropriate for different situations.
Hi guys, I just have a question. Is the resolution basically claiming that there hadn't been any communication between the administration and students, and like that students weren't involved in the process at all? Is this what I'm getting? Okay. No, there was some communication. I really have focused, so I didn't receive this email, but I'm just wondering. Received the like a one-line email from the housing office saying like from top down this month. But we felt that sustainability growth and mental health organizations were not consulted enough regarding the claims that they have, but claims to having a disability and claims to increase mental health. So if you show students a bunch of mock-ups, you're not necessarily going to get dissent, especially because it's a really complicated document, it's a very long document that we go through. And so we feel that that communication is not sufficient.
I think taking out the lines that we took out was a good thing, is it sort of discounts the fact that the university did involve students and that campus, the housing master plan, did tons of focus groups. And that was years ago, so maybe people hear the word there or people don't remember it, but I think it would be better to have sort of nicer language in the fact that they did consult students on some of these issues, but it might not be the way they wanted them to, but maybe just like asking for more instead of saying that they tried them.
So there are next, this is a good question. Is it too late for them to change the limit of ownership? Do we already have the records now? How expensive will happen? What is the status of the is it too late for them to change?
So Kevin constructed and you may have really dealt with it that's how the building design is the most physical option in this because they created mock-ups, but it's still under the construction phase doesn't start next semester, but it's they can change. In the sense that we got from the city hall and we used the last paper, it seemed like they were still in the process of designing. So it didn't seem like it was I guess in terms of the question, it would make sense. We obviously don't have enough information of the timeline and what asking for a past house meant to be in conjunction with the project would do. There's a lot of community organizers that are also asking for the numbers in that statement. I think that's also very possible because at that city hall meeting, the board agreed that there should be a third party investigation on this. And so I think this is a response to this question. But the reason that this is not as investigative is because we really already have a lot of facts in mind that are not reflected in the resolution. But there's already a plan to investigate further, which is how we are not only echoing the hazardous environment effective, but also making it wider than the same future buildings for the kind of action plan is limited on these resolutions. So that future building, although this is a really big project, a lot probably a big project for several decades, grasping in the future that the climate action plan should lead certification is only so, which is really insufficient, really big, we're just making it more like scale kind of university specific for the climate action plan.
Martha. Is there any sense of
I don't think that we should vote on this at the moment. I think we need more information. I think the best message on what we should be able to do that we actually see about the resolution we did not have one now. I think we all should have a good vote on it to consider that best resolution.
Could you just subject what kind of information that you need for just that one?
All those in favor of going in and voting, please raise your hand. All those against? All those abstaining. Discussion does not last. We will be continuing our discussion. I'm going to let Brian respond to this.
Sure. So, Chris, I think that in terms of the board information, it sort of specifies. Yeah. In the resolution, it sort of specifies that we don't believe now, and maybe I'm I believe it says we don't completely know what the resolution requirement is. It seems like there is. It seems like the resolution expresses that we're getting lack of information, a lack of essential information, and that it's asking for that information to be released. Is that correct?
Information is released, which is what is stated in the resolution. And because of the fact that we don't know who votes along that ratio.
So we can get that information, we want to release that information, and we just that based on the numbers, they only tell us that residential buildings for the dormers are 22%, even though they should be accounting for 50%. That is really less interesting. Which is ostensibly 100%. So if the 90% does not have as much overhead as that, then it should be reduced to increase building information. And that would be more sustainable. And
more, this is sort of one thing that this is a lack of respect for the administration and developers by members. Before making and to me this comes across, even at the extension here, I think this is a good extension. This was which comes off of the asset demand on the product student assembly to the administration. And I personally don't feel like that is an appropriate thing to do given the depth of the project. I think the administration deserves to respect that demand. I think it's something that we need to have the administration come in here and have a conversation with them about that.
Okay. Can I respond to what Ryan said?
That's a question that you have to do right questions. We're gonna we're going to allow those small teams to respond to us and that's a good idea.
Okay, so aside from respect, because I really don't, we were, besides the strong language that we put in 44 and 45, other languages, I don't think was disrespectful to the administration by any means. And it's more of a suggestion, because this is a offer for students, not for the administration, right? And for us to have a sustainable housing, and to meet the goal of going carbon neutral by 2035, it's important that we think that it's important to set a certain standard for ourselves in order to not only meet the goal, but to kind of set a higher standard for ourselves, because we call ourselves the most sustainable campus among all the Ivy League schools. So this is more of a suggestion, not at all a demand, but it's something that we want to set for our future students, right? Because this house, any of the houses that are being being built, will be built, won't really affect any of us. It won't be housing for us, right? And it's too bad a standard. And I really don't understand in any point where this is disrespectful or demanding. If you think it's demanding or disrespectful, please bring it out and we can talk about it. But I don't think I agree with that.
Yeah. Hi,
I feel really important here. I don't know any cost projections associated with the environmental sustainability efforts. I don't know if walls are more expensive than windows, windows are more expensive than walls or whatever. I guess I don't know if this is
good.
Okay, I just would like to see, I guess, kind of talking over talking about the total comfortable building or something like that. This is like a low income sustainability before housing.
So the reason why, part of the reason why this resolution is debatable is because for you to feel a little bit, to get to know about the resolution a little more before we actually go on. So when it was presented as a new business last week, then it was about kind of your job to go there and maybe do a little bit of research before we go on.
So you don't have the cost projections.
Okay.
You don't have the cost projections, just to go back to the next
Is this
possible for possible students who are looking for housing.
So like, that's a really great point as to like how it would actually impact the students by, you know, lowering or lowering the standards for the LEED certification. And that is actually unclear. And that's why I thought in the last year of faculty solution, you want to push for an open forum and a panel so that we can actually talk to the administration to see how much it will impact the lower income students or any just any students in general on what happens.
Yeah, I think in response to Brian's comment, I don't think it's necessarily appropriate in front of the faculty because the members of the university who are in October, and this is going to be incorporated to the faculty. But if you're going to have that being said, that we've only got what to be in fact. I don't think it's going to be this isn't a big solution. I don't think it's just and this is our job as a superior state. We are as committed to support the other student organization. It's that we as students, I think, should be requested. The big change that we'll have seen is if the university accepts this resolution, they go forward and be with us. Is that there needs to be more housing capacity on that we need to change the use of the platform that will cost. And more of that tuition will affect the cost also affect pay because the more that this product is changed, the more that it's paid, that is the amount of money the person will have to pay. And that is actual money because it's not just the fund, the more that we're going to pay. So no matter what, us passing this resolution is saying we are okay. Costing more money because these buyers of the benefits are a lot more important than changing our I don't know if it's going to be crazy, but I think that's what we should be thinking about. So what is this going to be going to take? How important is it to be talking about in school? And what is that going to impact after the school? Can you do your call me after that? So let me decide to go to it.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah, I was going to add, those are really great points. Another thing too is that climate action plan, one of the main options for climate change is Earth's resource meeting. And that is what the model is being developed. And basically what we're hearing in this region is that if that doesn't pan out, then 2035 is something that is out of the window. And doing this is something that people can offset those.
Is there another vote? Can you second that? Okay. All those in favor of passing the resolution with the University of the Division 5? All those against? Those abstaining. I voted 15 to 1 to 2. This resolution passes. Congrats, guys.
Thank you so much.
We're moving back to the resolution. Thanks, everyone, for having a great bus. All right. Yeah, I do know that. So, the resolution gives you the signature of the letter that's published by the administration, and the second was sent to the future. It seems like the first communication that will have to be done this semester, the second being from the next semester. Additionally, based off of what I understand this conclusion to be, I think that the executive of that should be part of this, which is like a somewhat of a rule. Outside of that, I think that we should have talking leads on the topics we have about numbers, about health and policy, as well as the values that we discussed earlier, as he was talking about. Let's see what we're doing. But then when it comes to the implementation of this actual resolution, one of the questions that I would like to ask you about, which I don't necessarily answer, is how committees and how executives play a role in this. Because we want to hey, I'm at the process, this is for something like this, adding this extra level of bureaucracy conflicts that are transmitting that information from say our policy to this committee, and I don't know whether that's going to be shared with this group or whether it should pass that by role, so it's very good. Outside of that, I think the GPSA will be discussing the GPSA structure. And student center itself, I think, could be benefited from the eligible process that the UPSA has. We're going to give it a lot of time to be here and then we're back to some features. I think that can be a lot of time to be here. And that can be a lot of time to be here. It's probably some committees. Outside of that, I would say that the government is at least their process to be here. They require all members to be from that committee.
So, the GPCI now, so it's not a lot of the community, and then within the community, if, because there aren't really a lot of problems. Yeah, okay.
Cool. So that's that. I think it's not very workable. There's a motion to recommend this resolution to the executive committee. Is there a second? Second? Is there a second? All those in favor of recommending this to the executive committee? Recommitting it to the executive committee. That means that the executive committee is in the all those against? This resolution is going to be committed to the executive committee. Is there any motion to move to the executive session? Is there any dissent? We'll be moving to the executive session. We have an internal option for. First, we're going to announce the results of the vote.
Well, not the results.